And that's Greg. Papa's giving his first haircut. And that's Joan's babies. Two of my nephew's children. There's Joe, one of a picture that he had made in 1940.
In the mouth, he and the son look a lot alike.
Yeah. His hair was always dark, too, Joe's was. And then, you see, he's always like flying. He's always bent towards you. And that's my brother I was telling you about that was older, that's younger than me, that died suddenly. And that's Deborah. And this was made when they lived in New York. And that's just all grandchildren on that page. And then nephews, and that's not some of the older ones. I've got some in this book, I think, and probably in the... I know I've got one of my mother, and this is the other one, It's, I like a lot. That was Deborah when he was 9 months old. There's my mother. Now, that was a picture that was got when they lived on the farm up there in the Union Hill community.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her apron on. And that was their old barn. You can see it's built out of logs. And that's, they always told that house was haunted. I never did know nothing about it. We spent a lot of nights there. And it was a quiet place. You could hear the crickets. And there's a little stream down below the house, and you'd hear the crickets and the frogs hollering at night.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me a long time after they moved, they built a new house up on the hill above there. She said that she never did believe about ghosts, there's nothing about them, their place of being haunted. But she said she was laying on the bed one night. I heard after that that you'd be laying on the bed and the cover just slide off and slide out in the floor. And my mother, she was truthful, and she said she was on the bed one night and said it just seemed like something started her feet and just eased on up over her.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had heard that and something like that happened to me, there wouldn't been no way I would have stayed in that house that night. Now there is Joe's granddaddy and grandmother, Satterfield. They were sweet old people. And here is Curtis's wife. They separated, but I thought she was a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like a sister to me and a lot of people. Her name was Leela, and mine Laura. They'd get us mixed up. We didn't think at all, but they'd get us mixed up. And if Joe had not been a friend like that, that's him and his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been a good picture of him. I guess he's like me. He couldn't stand the sun. That's Eloise, that's Roy's daughter. And that's his cousin and his wife. And this is my brother and his wife. Now this is the old picture that I told you was the minister. That's James. And he's got a set of twins, a boy and a girl. And his wife is the tiniest little thing. I don't guess she's ever weighed 100 pounds on her just when she's pregnant probably. And that's two of their oldest children when they were small. That's Curtis and Leela's daughter. But that's not a real good picture of her. She's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all school. That's Greg after he got grown. School children. But I'll guarantee you nearly every picture, old picture I've got of him, you'll see him with a model plane. Now that's Joe. I don't remember. That was took at the lake, I guess. I took that picture. And I'm not good on folks.